Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey everyone, this is DJ.
And this is Ish.
And this is Season 7 of Better Let Me Tell You.
Really?
The car commercial.
The Jetta.
No. Days go by and still I think of you.
Is that a Kia?
Days when I couldn't live my life without you.
I'm seeing without it. That was the commercial that had the girl on the passenger side doing the thing. What?
Oh my God, what car was it? What episode are we in this week?
I want to say 293.
Welcome everybody to episode 293.
I'm checking it right now because I'm all over the place today.
294.
Is it 294?
294. 294. 294.
Nope, it's
293. 293. Bonjour.
So long in French. I said good Lord.
Without even thinking. Bonjour. Bonjour tout le monde. Bonjour, let me tell you. How is everybody? Welcome to episode 293
of Better Let Me Tell You. Utterly confused by the language change.
Yeah. How is everybody? Yeah. ¿Cómo está todo el mundo?
I think everybody's
days
good.
Days go by and
it's going to kill me. What car commercial was that?
Okay, it's relevant to this week.
Days when I couldn't live my life without you.
The Bronco?
Yes, the Bronco. The Bronco. Yes.
Without you.
Was it a Ford Fusion?
That was by Dirty Vegas.
No, I know who did the song. I'm trying to think of the car. There was a commercial.
Okay, what happened this week that everybody was talking about?
The eclipse.
Oui, c'est la vérité.
Okay, yes.
The Mitsubishi Eclipse.
That's right, which I had one.
That was one hot car. The Eclipse was a pretty badass for its time.
It was pretty.
So yeah, everybody, it's funny because on my Instagram, the day of the eclipse, I posted, you know, whatever stupid little video I took of the eclipse because here in Miami, we didn't get...
You didn't see it at all?
I saw a piece of it. I had the glasses, but I mean, it was like a half moon sort of.
It was pretty. It was cool.
But it wasn't total...
No, it wasn't Bonnie Tyler.
A total eclipse. But I took a little video and I put that song and I'm like, whoever gets this reference, and not a single person DM'd me. So nobody got the reference.
Okay. But in their defense, they could have all just been blinded by the eclipse and therefore couldn't respond.
True. They could have been blinded by the lights.
Exactly. Yes.
By the way, I have been jamming to a country version of Blinding Lights by The Weeknd.
Yes. I know you played it for me last weekend.
Isn't it good?
It's very good.
It's, and you know, I don't like country music. Sorry, I don't even do Cowboy Carter. Sorry. I mean, I listen to Cowboy Carter. There are a few songs in there that I like.
It's the only really country he's ever done is Dolly. That's it.
Yeah. And Shania Twain doesn't count.
Right.
But anyway, it's really, really good. Like, I've listened to it these past 2 weeks more than I've listened to the real one. But yeah. So how is everybody? Did you all survive the eclipse?
I think they did. Some of our listeners may have superpowers now.
Well, we like have heroes. Well, we have listeners in Texas, and Texas got a total eclipse.
Oh yeah?
Yes. Texas is big.
Texas, that's true.
So, you know,
everything's bigger in Texas, even the eclipse.
Well, I mean, they're just geographically and statistically, they're probably have a greater chance of getting the eclipse rather than being Rhode Island.
Oh, yeah, Rhode Island always gets shafted.
I mean, Rhode Island is the size of Hialeah.
Oh, poor Rhode Island. You know, I sometimes, I'm not going to lie,
but anyway,
I forget
Rhode Island is there sometimes. Did you?
Yeah,
were you excited about the eclipse?
I was excited because, again, this is just one of those like events that, you know, it happens every X amount of years or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was cool because so Jose had at his job, they gave him like the special glasses. And so we went out and we saw it, and we saw that like the mm-hmm. half crescent moon thing. It looked like the top of Sailor Moon's cat.
Mm-hmm. Luna.
Yeah. And it was cool. Like in that moment, you know, you look up and you're like, this is an astrological event. But also, like, then you kind of start to think, you know, in the grand scheme of the cosmos, right? Like, we're so tiny and infinitesimal. But then you also start to think about the fact that, like, you know, when this happened in the BC times, they must have thought the world was coming to an absolute end.
You thought a lot.
I did.
While you were watching the eclipse.
I did. That's how the human mind works. You think about
it. I mean, I was like, okay, well, I mean, it's cool, but I'm in the sun now. And it's hot.
And it's not even that hot yet.
Yeah. I mean, I think that the Indianapolis really, like, the footage I saw. Because it's not only that you get the total eclipse. If you lived in a place that got the total eclipse, it's that also the total eclipse is only for a few minutes. And if you were lucky enough that you had clear skies.
Which we didn't.
There were places where the total eclipse did happen. But at that moment, it was cloudy. But Indianapolis was, like, perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, it was absolutely perfect. So, I mean, that must be incredible to see how it just becomes just dark so quickly. I will tell you this, which is something that I really enjoyed about this whole eclipse hoopla. I can't remember the last time that the news was both local and, you know, national, was the eclipse was the lead story in every single newscast and all the news online. It was the lead story. And I have to tell you, it was sort of nice to just mm-hmm. see something where literally everybody came together to watch this. There was no arguments. There was no divisiveness.
Right.
It's just people really enjoying this experience and seeing, you know, the eclipse happen. I just thought it was such a breath of fresh air and so nice to finally see something that was unifying. Right. I know it sounds a little bit cliche, but I really enjoyed it. And I was like, wow, you know, from talk shows to the local news, to the national news, to cable news, to
sports,
content
everything.
Online, we were all talking about this and celebrating it. So it was kind of nice. It was sort of like, oh, this is how we really could live.
Right.
But we don't.
We only really live this way every however many years an eclipse happens. You know, we should have one every year.
We don't even live that way anymore during the Olympics.
That's true.
The Olympics used to bring people together.
Well, now it's just about national pride.
Well, not even that.
No, but toxically.
No, because now it's like from people complaining about the spending and the pollution and the environment and the what's going on in the Olympic villages and the host country and the politics of the host country to who's doping, who's not doping, to, you know, this was fair, this wasn't fair, you know, it was just like everything else, the fun has been sucked out of it. And for those of you who want to remember the glory days of the Olympics, I recommend you to watch Miracle, the ice hockey
one. Kurt Russell, right?
That movie is so good.
I've never seen it. I know what it's about, but I've never seen it.
About the 1980 American hockey team that they beat the Russians. Oh my god, that movie is incredible. Incredible. And it's just one of these like uplifting movies that at the end you want to like get up and rule the world. That's how I felt. See, here's the thing. I love me a good sports inspirational movie.
Yeah, I can get behind it.
Oh man. Have you seen The Greatest Game Ever Played with Shia LaBeouf?
No.
Oh my god. That movie is great.
Which is that one?
Where he started off, he was a golfer.
Oh, was Shia LaBeouf?
Really? Yes.
Oh no, I've never even heard of it.
And this was promising Shia LaBeouf.
Okay.
Like, remember when he did all, like a string movies that this kid has a lot of promise. It was like he had already left Even Stevens behind and he was a young man. And it's like, okay, this guy has a lot of promise. And then things just
took a turn.
That movie is
the
greatest game ever played. It's a hockey game. It's a hockey a golf movie, and it's set in the early 1900s. I forget if it was the 1920s or 30s, but it's set in the early 1900s, and it's just a great movie. I love that movie. Yes, give me a good sports inspirational movie, except Any Given Sunday.
Not a fan of that. I don't think that's inspirational.
It's not. A mí me da mareo.
Like, it's not inspirational at all.
A mí me da mareo.
It was fun meeting Cameron Diaz during it.
Well, you were an extra in that movie.
Yes, I was. Oh, yes.
Our very own Ishram, but let me tell you, was an extra at Any Given Sunday.
Yes, I got to meet Cameron Diaz, Jamie Foxx, and I want to say LL Cool J. And Al Pacino walked right by me.
Okay. I mean, as one does.
You know, I mean, well, you're on the field with them.
Yeah. That was shot in the Orange Bowl, right?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that movie was about.
Football.
Yeah, but
that's it.
There was something else going on there.
It's about like the team and the inner workings of the business, and I don't know.
I mean, have you seen...
My role didn't require much plot.
Have you seen The Natural?
The Natural.
With Robert Redford?
No.
Have you seen Field of Dreams?
You know, I've never seen Field of Dreams.
Wow.
You're striking out. No pun intended. Pun intended. Absolutely pun intended.
Yeah, sports inspirational movies are totally my jam. Like, it like makes me want to get up and be like, I can do anything I want.
Well, we all have those movies, you know? Right? We all have those movies that really just like hit us in the feels, as they say.
You probably felt that movie from, let me see what movies would make you feel that. Probably some type of, I don't know, Pitch Perfect.
No.
Some type of dancing movie.
No.
Crossroads.
All Crossroads made me feel was that maybe one day I too can be ignored by Kim Cattrall.
Well, you haven't actually, because she's responded to two of your tweets.
That's right.
So
so I can't even do that, right?
Right. So you got more attention from Kim Cattrall than Britney Spears did. So, I mean.
No lies detected. No lies detected.
You're two and Britney's O.
Yeah, I'm two for two.
Yeah. So anyway, so I want to tell you about something exciting that I did this week.
Good, because I was going to bring it up if you didn't.
Okay, well, yeah, well, I mean,
no,
I was going to bring it up.
Because sometimes, you know, like as the days go by, we kind of forget the things that happen. And
oh, I didn't forget this.
Okay.
So listeners, especially those of you who listen to us on Friday and Saturday, if you listen to this on Monday, time would already pass.
Yeah.
But this Sunday, I will be appearing on Univision with Jorge Ramos, nationally with Jorge Ramos, and a show he called En Punto con Jorge Ramos. You know, one of the most distinguished journalists in Spanish media, if not the most.
Well, I was going to say, one of the most distinguished journalists in this country. Yes. I mean, realistically.
I was invited to be a panelist, a political panelist. And I was very humbled. I was very happy about it. Basically what they did is that they got two Democrats and two Republicans, and we went over the interview that President Biden gave with Univision earlier this week. Mm-hmm. And they were asking us about the interview and what we thought, and they asked us about different topics. Mm-hmm. So It was a wonderful experience.
It was just like you guys like kind of dissecting his interview?
Yes. And they were asking us questions. So it was two Democrats and two Republicans. And, you know, it was very nice because it was very conversational dialogue. Mm-hmm. There was no one person talking over the other, or somebody saying something and the other person being like, no, that's not how it is. And
so there was no snark?
Not at all. Okay. It was very respectful. And even the people that, you know, were my political opponents, they gave very respectful answers. They didn't give sort of like incendiary or like gaslight answers or comments. Everybody obviously had a different opinion, but everybody was very respectful and there was a very good dialogue. So I was very happy to do that, because one of the things when the producers called me to be on the show, one of the things that they told me was that, oh, listen, this is going to be conversational, because they knew I had I have experience in political organizing, mm-hmm. and the political parties. And I debated somebody live on CNN in 2020.
You sure as hell did.
and that was completely live.
Oh, that was totally improv ad lib.
And yeah. And not for nothing, I kicked ass.
Yeah, did. Good job, kid. Yeah, did a good job, kid.
And I really wasn't in the mood to go into a political debate. I just, it's not that I haven't left my values behind and what I'm fighting for behind, but I just don't want, it took a Tina Turner. I don't want to fight no more.
It's true. And look, she lived a happy life.
Yeah. So they told me, listen, this is not going to be a debate. It's just going to be a conversation. And I'm like, okay, then sign me up for that. And it was great. So, you know, it was so good that, okay, so I get there. And I get to Univision, you know, these huge television studios, and the lady's like, oh, let me escort you to the green room. I'm like, really?
Ooh.
I'm like, I'm going to a green room?
Fancy.
So I went to a green room.
Did they
and
have
then
snacks?
They did have snacks. Ooh, what'd and they have? They had like little things of like fruit, like a fruit platter, a cheese platter, sandwiches, different assorted drinks. And then the producer comes back. She's like, you know, come relax in the green room a little bit. She's like, oh, and then I'll let you know when it's time for hair and makeup. And I'm like, I beg your pardon? I'm like, what do you mean hair and makeup?
Yeah, of course.
I just thought they were going to, you know, maybe put a little powder in the tip of my nose.
Yeah, for the lighting. A little
boom, boom, boom. No, this was like full.
Really?
Yes. Full makeup.
Like full production.
Yeah, like they put foundation.
Okay, because they got to get your skin matte.
They put foundation. They did something with my eyebrows. Then they did my hair. And then after they left, like they were done, like doing. I have never in my life said they did my hair and makeup. Those are words I have never.
You come can no out longer of my say mouth. That. You know that.
And they did my hair and makeup in a studio with like the little lights around the mirror. I was like, oh my God. And there were two people working on me. I was like,
I know I'm talking to, but I'm sure there's pictures, right?
There are.
Okay.
And I was like, holy crap. Like what? Like what?
That's cool.
And then when I went back to the green room, I was like taking a selfie. I'm like, I'm immaculate. Like this is like the best selfie ever. Like, I was like, oh my God, this is why everybody on TV looks so amazing.
There's the trick.
And then when I went on the set, that, you know, the lighting is incredible. You know, I'm all about the lighting. You
well,
know?
I mean,
you know,
these are professionals.
I will shut it down if the these lighting, are- and that's just me, right? So here I was with professional studio right. lighting. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, I pulled out my phone and I was like, wow.
I've never looked this fantastic ever. Like,
Mariah Carey is right. It's all about a key lighting. Oh yeah, lighting makes
it does.
It's incredible what lighting does. I was like, I am never leaving this set. Like
we're actually still there, listeners. I had to drive there, go through security.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know, it was a wonderful experience. It was an honor. It was a privilege to.
How long was the interview about?
It was about 15, well, it was about 15-20 minutes.
Okay.
Obviously, they'll edit that down.
Mm-hmm.
But
and it airs this Sunday.
It airs this Sunday,
April 14th.
Yes.
At what time?
It's in the morning. I mean, maybe we'll post it. It's in the morning on Sunday mornings because it's Univision sort of answers to like Meet the Press and
right,
all
right,
that.
Right, right.
And again, it was great, and it was a very respectful conversation. So I'm really happy that it happened, and you know, hats off to my Republican, I guess,
counterparts.
They were very respectful. Nobody attacked anybody. Mm-hmm. So it was great. It was great, and I would love to do it again.
So, question for you about Jorge Ramos, like
yes.
Was it at all slightly intimidating? Because
not at all.
Because he has such a presence.
Not at all.
Really,
he not
really
at all.
Makes you feel
a
welcome.
A friend of mine who had been on his show previously.
Mm-hmm.
She, because I called her. You know that I'm not embarrassed. I sometimes I get worried over the fact that I have no type of anxiety or anything of public speaking.
Right.
Like sometimes I'm like, I think I should be nervous. Like
it's the Pope. Why am I not more nervous?
I get actually concerned that I'm not. Right.
Okay.
I have no problems with public speaking and that type of thing and being on camera. No, none whatsoever. But I did call her and I was like, listen, you know, it's Jorge Ramos, you know, like, should I be prepared? And she's like, no, he's super nice and he'll make you feel welcome. And he did. He was very like, oh, how are you doing? You know, whatever.
Okay.
¿Cómo estás? You know, so because my cousin works in Univision.
Oh, that's true.
The incomparable Roger.
That's right.
They had to give a little disclaimer. Oh, yeah, they did. And honestly, I was the one who told them. I was fully transparent about it. I'm like, listen, when they were trying to, like, you know, confirm me, I was like, listen, by the way, this is my cousin.
And not like third cousin. We have the same
last name. Yeah. So, and they were like, no, that's not a problem. Just as long as you disclose it. And I was like, okay, well, you know, just wanted to clear that off.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you're right.
And they did. They're like, oh, you know, Darien Borges, usted es familiar con nuestro colega. That's it.
Okay.
They didn't even mention who.
But we need to get Roger on here. I know we kind of had an interview with him. It's a lost interview.
Do we? You could do the interview yourself.
Oh, come on. Who doesn't want a family reunion on air?
You could do the interview yourself. Anyway, so it was wonderful. So, pero primos, you're more than welcome to watch it. It's on Univision.
And it's national, so it doesn't matter where you are.
Yes. So, pero let me tell you, it was on Univision.
Yes, it was. We're representing.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, makeup and lighting, I was like, I'm not kidding. When I went back to the green room and I did a selfie, I was like, oh my God, this is like, you don't need a filter. Like, this is like... because I had never done worn makeup.
Why would we? Yeah.
The most I've had is like a little, you know, touch up on my nose, like a little boom, boom, boom. Yeah. My grandmother used to do that all the time when I would go to a wedding or something. She's like, ven acá. And then she'd take out her compact and she's like, tienes grasa en la cara.
Well, yeah, you don't want to be shiny for pictures.
Right. But that's like the most that I had ever done. Right. But this was like full on. Like, the guy was like spearing foundation on me, and I'm like, what? I'm like, oh, I mean, I'm gonna trust the process. You know what you're doing.
These are professionals.
I was like, oh my God, I get it. I get it.
Did you have like a mini Madonna moment? You know, do something else. Do my eyebrows.
Sure. So yes, Univision Sunday Jorge Ramos show.
Yes,
I will be there.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. Are you going to see it?
I am. Well,
you don't have live TV.
Actually, it's not even that I don't have live TV. It's that we have a pop-up that day at the time. At that time, I'm going to be like on my way here.
Oh. Okay, maybe you'll see it here.
So I'll see it here. Because I know you're going to record it.
I'm going to record that. I'm going to like put it on my hard drive. I'm going to post it online. I'm going to... Actually, I haven't told my parents.
No. I love that no.
We're on the different ends of the political spectrum.
That's why I love that no.
So, you know.
Yes, I do
know. I mean, I know they're going to, watch it, but I know they're going to get about 25 phone calls. Oye, Darien estaba en la televisión. ¿Cómo que Darien estaba por la televisión?
Sí, con Jorge Ramos.
And then my dad will be like, oye, he'll call me. Tú estuviste en la televisión con Jorge Ramos. And I'll be like, yeah. ¿Y por qué tú no dijiste nada? So, whatever. So, yeah.
Jorge Ramos. This Sunday morning with Jorge Ramos. Okay, pero primos. You know what's worse than needing to see a doctor without insurance? Having insurance and still waiting months to get an appointment y después te clavan with the copay y que you're out of network y no sé qué. Bueno, whether insured or not, Miami's got a medical game changer. Dr. Good Price, a fully equipped medical facility. Dr. Good Price offers medical consultations for $35 and other medical services starting at just $10. And the best part? It's walk-ins only, with most patients seen within about 30 minutes. Unlike some doctor's offices where your appointment's at 7 a.m. and 2 hours later, you're still sitting there esperando. Plus, they don't accept any insurance, which means you get billed right there up front with no hidden fees or bills mailed to you months later. Oh, and did we mention they also have an on-site pharmacy? Medical care is important, but it shouldn't be at the cost of your time and money. Dr. Good Price believes everyone should be able to get affordable medical care on your time. Visit drgoodprice.com today for more info and services.
Since you mentioned Madonna,
yes,
we both want to see Madonna this week.
Yes, different we did dates. On different days. See, we can do things separately,
right? But we saw Madonna.
Yep.
So for those listeners who may or may not know, Madonna is currently on tour, and she's doing sort of a greatest hits tour, though she will not call it a greatest hits tour.
No, it's not a greatest hits tour. It's a celebration of her history as an artist.
Right, but not a greatest hits tour, because that's not something she does or says. And during the show, there's a segment where she usually brings up a celebrity. So Ishii and I were kind of like, who is she going to bring up in the Miami shows? And we were sort of laughing. It's like, wouldn't it be like funny, but yet like anticlimactic and like, but yet funny if she like brought up Lili Estefan?
Because I don't get Madonna vibes off of Lily at all.
You know? Right.
Like, yeah.
Especially for the segment they bring her up.
For Vogue.
So, Ish went on night one. And yes. So, tell us about who you got on night one.
I got Ingrid Casares.
And for those of you who don't know, Ingrid Casares was, like, Madonna's best friend in, like, the 90s and early 2000s.
When she lived here.
She was really, really... She doesn't live here anymore?
Well, Madonna lived here, so I meant, sorry.
And she was really, really big and...
She was a club. She owned Liquid,
which, if you know, you know.
That was the biggest club in Miami at the time.
And she was very big in the club scene. She was one of those people that everybody knew.
She was definitely, like, club industry known. Nightlife known.
But for some reason, she annoys you or something?
She annoys me to no avail.
For no reason, right?
She annoys me for no reason, but now I have a reason.
Which is?
Okay. So she annoys me because I always got the vibe from her that she's one of these people who thinks that because she hangs out with famous people that she's actually famous. Mm-hmm. That's always the vibe I got off of her. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I don't think Eric Casares is going to hear this, so fuck it. But then at the concert, so Jose got sick. He couldn't go. So it was instead of me, Jose, and his friend, it was his friend who went.
Did he sell the ticket?
He did sell a ticket, yeah. Mm-hmm. But nobody showed up. But he got his money. Who cares? So it was me and Jose's friend, whatever. And when she came out, I was like, oh, her. And his friend was like, oh, her too. And I'm like, okay, good. We're on the same page. So then afterwards, I was like, okay, but I know why I dislike her. There's no real reason. It's just me being me. Mm-hmm. But why do you dislike her? So he told the story of a friend of his years ago went to go see Interview with the Vampire at the movie theater at mm-hmm. the Grove. Mm-hmm. Now, you remember that Madonna actually lived in the Grove. Mm-hmm. So his friend was at the movie theater. She got to the theater was empty at the time. She put her jacket over like the seat in front of her. And when she sees that, you know, some people are coming in, it turns out it's Madonna, Ingrid Casares, and Madonna's bodyguard. They walk into the row, like right in front of her. So his friend takes her jacket off the seat. You know, she's just being polite. Like, I like to think she would have done that if it hadn't been Madonna, right? And when she does it, she's like, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, for that. And she said that as they were sitting down, Ingrid turned to Madonna and said, like, don't you just love it when people apologize to us? And his friend said, actually, I was apologizing to her, not you.
Whoa.
So, touché. So that story kind of solidified what I always assumed was her feeling of herself.
I was at night two of the concert and
you got an infinitely better guest star.
Cue and upgrade you by Beyonce. Yeah,
legit. But
let me upgrade you. We got Ricky Martin.
I mean, that would be the epitome of that Sesame Street. One of these things is not like the others.
Right. I mean, we got Ricky Martin and it was Ricky Martin, you know, something about Ricky Martin in Miami. So, right. You know, the concert was great and
it was fun.
And, you know, for those of you who are, there's some haters out there like, oh, she should retire. She can't move anymore. She actually can move. She can move better than people half her age.
I was exhausted watching her.
Yeah. Can she move like she did when she came out? No, she can't because she came out at 25 and now she's 65. So no, actually she can't move
that's
like she did.
That's how time works. Yeah.
That's how those things work.
Yeah.
Right. No, she can't perform like she did when like a virgin came out.
Right.
But that's okay because she could still perform better than
most of you haters.
Better than people that are half her age.
Yeah.
And it was great. She did. In this non-greatest hits, greatest hits tour, she did songs that, you know, she had never done before live. Yeah.
Bad Girl,
a great song. Then she did her classics. And what I liked about it is that she did the original arrangements. Because generally when she does like an old song in concert, mm-hmm. she changes the arrangement, which is fine.
But I also like that she even paid, though, even though when doing the originals, quote unquote, she paid lip service to some changes. So like when she did Holiday, she added the Missy remix elements into in there. Into the groove when she did,
which I don't like.
Well, but I mean,
yeah.
And when she did Erotica, she threw in some of
You Throw Me.
So like she didn't just go like down the list, she did some artistic changes.
She sang Like a Prayer, which is my favorite song of hers, and I thought that the performance of Like a Prayer was the best performance of the show, just the set and like the arrangement and all that. And then she also performed my other favorite song of hers that nobody likes, but I like, which is Bedtime Story. It's my second favorite song.
That's a phenomenal. First of all, that's a phenomenal album.
Yeah, but most people don't know that song. And that's probably the most un-Madonna song there is, because that's like
it was written by Bjork.
Yeah, it's a Bjork-sounding Madonna song.
Right.
But I always really like that song, which is funny because I'm not a huge EDM person either, but I just really like that song.
That's just a great album. Even on that album, that song stands out.
Yeah, really well. That's from the album Bedtime Stories, which is an R&B album, right, with the exception of that song.
Yeah.
So whatever.
So can I say though that at one point during the show, I actually thought of your grandmother.
Oh yeah. With the comments my grandmother would give on Madonna,
when she went and she paid like the homage to the with the red bed, the Blonde Ambition thing, and she started to kind of like grinding on herself. I immediately, this is gonna sound weird, listeners, but I immediately thought of your grandmother and her comment. So, what was the comment?
Okay, so the comment is the following. So, like most families, we grew up watching Madonna. Like, Madonna was very, very big in my household in the 80s when she came out. My brother loved Madonna. My parents loved Madonna. I went to actually a Madonna concert with my parents.
Really?
Yeah, the Sticky and Sweet tour. My parents had a great time.
That was at the Joe Robbie.
Yeah. Which, looking back on it, a stadium tour was probably not the best option for my parents, but it is what it is. So, like everybody that listened to Madonna in the 80s, we loved her music, including my grandmother. My grandmother obviously would know her from a grandmother point of view. And my grandmother and my aunt would always sing Like a Virgin. They would say La Toto, yeah, because they didn't know what Like a Virgin meant in English. So they just would call La Toto, yeah, just like how my aunt sings Gotta Moja instead of Gotta Move On.
Oh,
she's like Gotta Moja.
It's no longer just your aunt, by the way.
Oh, yeah? You heard somebody else?
Oh, no, I do it now.
Gotta Moja. And she's like Taco Wari, Taco Wari. So whatever.
That's how I sing it now.
But anyway, so... my grandmother would always make comments about Madonna. I was like, esa mujer siempre agarrándose eso allá abajo. Y esa mujer siempre con arriba y abajo, con las cosas de ella, de cogiéndosela, tú sabes qué. And then, 25, 30 years later, so not too long ago, somehow on TV, something was playing of her on the Confessions tour, which was like 2006, 2007, and she was singing Like a Virgin, and she was like sort of like...
It was like grinding
against the pole, and my grandmother goes, ay, esa mujer hace 30 años tiene la picazón en el mismo lugar. But she said it so like... grandmother, like,
right?
Esa mujer hace 30 años tiene la misma picazón en el mismo lugar. She actually said the word, but I'm not going to say
the
word.
We're not going to go there, but yeah. But so yeah, I thought of your abuela when that happened.
I'm glad that reminds you of my grandmother.
That was literally the first thing that came to mind. I was like, oh, Mima.
You know what totally sucks about concerts now? I mean, I knew this going in. Concerts no longer have programs.
So I didn't know that until you mentioned it the other day.
And I mean, here in our studio, look at my box of programs. They're all there.
And
I got dozens of concert programs.
I got kind of excited because I thought you were wrong, because I went on Saturday. When I was looking at the concession or the merchandise stand, there was something there that looked like a program, but it was a poster.
It was a poster.
At first I was like, oh, I'm gonna call him and get him excited and happy.
There wasn't a program. They don't do programs anymore. I'm like, just take everything away. Just take everything away.
Why not? I mean, it's just one more thing people will buy.
I don't know. And you could charge... Beyonce had a program, but it was like over $100. Okay, I was like,
that's
no.
That's a little... That's the extreme. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, I'm not getting a program for $100.
No.
So, yeah. But fun times at the Madonna concert.
Yes.
You know, she's one of these people that... I mean, obviously, I do like her music, but even if I didn't like her music, I would still go see her in concert, because I just feel there's certain people that are legends that you need to see in concert. Like, that's like people that saw Elvis Presley in concert, Tina Turner, the Beatles, like these icons that you have under your belt that you've seen in concert. So that's why there's certain people that if they come in concert here in Miami, I'll go see them.
And listen, in that list, the only ones that I never got to see and I never will at this point is, Michael Jackson and Prince. Yeah. I saw George Michael.
Yeah.
I saw Celia Cruz.
Yeah. I wish I could have seen Michael Jackson.
Yeah. That's one.
Oh, well.
You know, it is what it is.
So what do you have for me going on this week?
Well, so this week, and I took a screenshot of it because I wanted to kind of bring it up, but I wanted to bring it up this way that the Miami Herald reported
rolling
it.
Rolling on the river.
So
rolling,
this week.
Rolling. Do
you can't get me started on Proud Mary because I started doing the little dance.
Does Proud Mary have the same melody as Devil with the blue dress, Devil with the blue dress on? It's just that they did both of those songs on Full House, and I think they used the same arrangement. Jesse and the Rippers did.
Okay, wow, now I have to look into this because...
Devil with the blue dress.
Because I don't know if Devil with the Blue Dress came out first. Because so Proud Mary was originally a very slow song by Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Okay, so that's the easy part.
That's the easy part. The whole song was easy at first.
Right.
But then they do it rough.
Right.
Right. So
because
they never ever
do anything nice
and easy. So that's the part where I'm like, that's where you lose me because I don't know where Blue Dress and all of that.
Oh, okay, what were you saying?
Sorry. So I'm reading at the headline that the Herald gave because I love how they put it. So this week, big event happened. Former NFL star, acquitted murder suspect, and former Kendall resident OJ Simpson dies.
Couldn't they just say OJ Simpson died?
I just love the former Kendall resident. Like, that was my favorite part of the headline. I
have a Kendall story about him.
Well,
actually, I'm glad you brought that up because O.J. Simpson was in my list
of things to bring up. Good.
So before we get into the O.J. Simpson of it all, I'm going to reference the Kendall.
Yes, yes.
One day I was at the Chili's in Kendall Drive. That is still there. The Chili's on Kendall Drive, right by the turnpike. And I remember I was having lunch with a friend. Who was I with? No, I think I was with a coworker. Okay, it doesn't matter. Anyway, because I was thinking during lunch. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So I'm there, you know, having my Chili's fajitas with my electric lemonade.
Because what else are you going to have at Chili's?
And I look to the table, like, right next to me.
Oh.
Not across, not on the other side. Like, literally
like
right next to me.
And
I'm
on it.
I'm like, is that OJ Simpson? And he's holding a steak knife.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Like, that's O.J. Simpson. I'm like, O.J. Simpson is having fajitas. I'm having fajitas next to O.J. Simpson.
And he's having something that requires a knife, which...
It's like, oh, my God, it's O.J. Simpson. And then people started coming, like a few people. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, stay strong. And I'm like, stay strong.
He's not in jail. You know?
Like, so that's my Kendall story.
That is your O.J. Simpson encounter.
What would have only made it more Kendall was if it was at Flanagan's down Kendall Drive.
You're right. Damn it, if only.
If only. If
only had been at the Flanagan's.
So you know what's really interesting? So actually today I was speaking to somebody who, you know, he's only been in this country for about 10, 12 years.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And he's like 29. And
youngin.
I was like, have you heard of O.J. Simpson? Because the news was on. And he was like, oh, you know, that's been on the news all day. Like, who was he? And I'm like, you've never heard of O.J. Simpson? And he was like, no, I've never heard of him. I'm like, okay, well, how much time do you have?
Darian's pop culture corner.
So I did tell him that. I told him, listen, in like American pop culture, O.J. Simpson and the White Bronco and all that, that is one of the most infamous and iconic and famous moments in American pop culture history. So, I mean, I was explaining to him because I think that when you talk about the O.J. Simpson of it all, you have to know and understand how beloved he was as not only a football player, but post-football, you know, that he was in
the
Naked Gun movies. He was funny. He did the Hertz Rent-A-Car commercials. He was called the Juice. Like, he was a very beloved character. Yeah. Like, people loved him. So, it wasn't
the fall was
right. So, it just wasn't like a random football player, you know, popular and, you know, and sort of retired. Happened,
right.
It was somebody who was like very much loved
and still in the public eye.
And yes, because I remember his Hertz commercials. I think his Hertz commercials were like that campaign was not too long before.
I think they ran until like maybe the mid 80s.
Anyway, so. That the fact that it was he was who he was, then this terrible murder happens. You know, he has a busted fingers, you know, blood in his doorstep of his house, the shoe size on
the footprints
on the crime scene were similar to his. And then, of course, the
you want to talk about infamous,
the infamous, you know, chase in the Bronco, which I remember that day was the last day of school.
You're right.
It was the last day of school.
You're right. Yeah. I remember seeing it in school.
No, it happened already when we got home.
Oh, but it was the last difference.
Day
time
of
difference.
School. It was the last day of school. And, you know, and watching that on television.
The trial.
I think that when you were watching that on television, nobody really could understand or foresee how big this was going to be.
It saved Jay Leno's career.
That? Why?
Because the O.J. Simpson trial became such a thing. Like Leno had just started The Tonight Show, more or less.
Yeah.
And he was doing okay, but it wasn't anything. And when that happened, he started just incorporating all the jokes into his monologue. And that's when he brought out, like, the dancing Itos and all that stuff. Right, so it really, like, elevated The Tonight Show.
And so, yeah.
It's not an overstatement to say that that trial was like a turning point of just so many things, like pop culture,
law,
celebrity.
It was coverage
of celebrities.
So when I was explaining to this guy who didn't know about him, I was trying to make it current. I was like, okay, this is how I'm going to make it current for you. The victim, one of her best friends was the mother of the Kardashians.
Oh, true.
And the attorney that defended O.J. Simpson was the father of the Kardashians. And he's like, okay, now he understood.
All roads come back to the Kardashians.
I thought it was... I feel that the O.J. Simpson saga, it was one of those things that if you didn't know about it or you didn't live through it or you didn't remember, obviously you could go back and read about it and watch stuff on YouTube.
But you watched the FX miniseries.
But living that circus was like, what?
Other level.
And you know what's funny? That now in retrospect, you know, seeing it so many years later, and obviously me having studied law and understanding how these things work.
Right.
I mean, listen, I don't know if I would have been in that jury, I would have acquitted him. But what I will tell you is that his acquittal from a legal standard was not incorrect.
Really?
Because the problem with the O.J. Simpson trial, if you want to dissect it, is that the way that investigation was done was so sloppy.
That's true, it was botched.
And it was so botched. I mean, it was beyond botched.
Yeah.
And it's not like one thing was botched, right?
Right.
Okay, well, maybe we can't introduce DNA evidence. Or, okay, maybe this witness that we wanted to introduce or this expert is now tainted or their credentials are... It wasn't anything like that. It was all botched.
Right, yeah, every single thing.
From the lead investigator, Mark Furman, to the way they collected evidence, to the lack of DNA evidence, because DNA evidence at that point was still a new technology. Just everything about it was off.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
From a legal standpoint,
you get it.
They didn't have a lot to work with, the prosecution.
Right.
And then obviously Johnny Cochran's famous words.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
You must acquit. So, you know, imagine having been on that jury. Because they were sequestered.
They were sequestered forever.
Yeah.
Forever. Like, I think that they, I think ESPN did, because they're 30 for 30. Mm-hmm. I think their first 30 for 30 may have actually been about O.J. Simpson. And they spoke to some of the jurors. Mm-hmm. And they, to hear them talk about it, it's like, by the time that we were, like, close to the verdict, that, because again, it wasn't an easy verdict either. It was, like, round and round. They were just, like, ready to kill each other.
Of course.
Because they were done. They were over it. Like, they had been there. How many months it wasn't a matter of weeks. We're talking months.
It was months.
Months. These people had been separated from their families, from their lives.
Yeah.
I mean...
And they couldn't contact them.
They couldn't do anything.
Do you know that? I think that now would be even worse.
Because you're so used to having social media.
Yeah. You're so used to being connected.
Yeah.
That now it's like you really feel it.
Yeah.
Like then you felt it, but now you felt it even more.
Yeah. Back then, you if somebody didn't... If you missed a phone call back then, you missed a phone call.
Right, but I'm sure when you're sequestered to that extent, you can't even use your phone.
No. But I'm saying back then, if you weren't home, you missed a phone call. Nowadays, your phone is with you. You're texting. You're everything. Like, there's no way to be unconnected. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, to your point. I just find it at the gym today, you know, when they were talking about it, they have ESPN on. It's really, more than anything, like, look. We can sit here and dissect the O.J. Simpson story 25 ways from Sunday. But it's just, it's sad to watch when you compare it, especially to, like, again, ESPN's always on at the gym, when other former athletes have passed away. Because the coverage of those athletes is like, you know, they were a star in high school, then they went to college, and then they went pro, and then they retired gracefully, and then they had a foundation, and then, but with his, it's like promise, murder.
Right.
And then, he was never contrite about it.
Right. And then he wrote that book, If I Did It.
Right.
And then everything that went down with him in Las Vegas that he eventually did go to jail for.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like a situation that it's like, okay, he did this horrible crime. He got away with it. Yeah. So let me just completely retire from the public eye and disappear. Like, he kept teasing about it. And you know, at the end of the day, you know, this became a circus and it became jokes and it became a pop culture moment. But at the end of the day, two people lost their lives.
Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown are dead.
In a very violent way, because that crime scene was like,
she was almost decapitated.
Yes, I mean, a very violent way. And at the end of the day, these families lost some, you know, two people.
Yeah.
And it became this whole circus, and it was just, it was awful. And you know what? I think that when you're an athlete, a professional athlete, your legacy is everything. It's absolutely everything. And he doesn't have a legacy.
No, at all. Well, because he does. It's not the right one.
Right. People don't think about O.J. Simpson, the football player.
Right.
They think about O.J. Simpson, the football player that murdered his wife and got away with it.
The murderer who played football.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
It's
so, you know, as I look on at your shirt, because ladies and gentlemen, Pero Primos, he's wearing a Clueless shirt from the cast of Clueless. Yes.
From the last scene at the wedding.
I didn't know that's the last scene of the wedding because I've actually never seen that movie.
You've never seen Clueless?
Nope. And it's one of these things that's like, I don't even know why I haven't seen Clueless. But like, for example, I forgot not too long ago who mentioned it around me that they were like, oh, because she ends up with Paul Rudd. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Weren't they related?
No, they're step siblings.
Right. And I mean, obviously, I know the scene of her with that yellow outfit. Like, I got the Iggy Azalea video. I know that she drives a Wrangler.
Right.
I know that she does that computer matching thing.
Yeah, her closet. Thing. Yeah.
I know all that, but I've never seen that movie.
Wow. Because again, that's such a pop culture moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I
it just passed. There are certain movies that, like, I feel it, if it passes you by, even if you try to catch up to it later, you just don't. Or when you do, you're kind of like, okay.
Because and you know what's funny? I like everybody in that movie. Like, I like her.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't like Paul Rudd?
Right. It's kind of a law.
I mean, until 2 minutes ago, I thought that the guy with the long hair was...
He thought Breckenmeyer was Noah Wiley.
From ER.
From ER.
What's her friend's name?
Which one? Brittany Murphy?
Not Brittany Murphy.
Stacey Dash.
What's her friend's name in the movie?
Dionne.
Oh.
Because she's named after Dionne Warwick, and Cher is Cher.
Right, Cher is Cher. Okay. Yeah. Never seen Clueless.
Yeah. The line is, we were both named after singers who were famous in the 70s and now do infomercials.
Yeah, that's not a thing anymore either.
Right. That's a very dated reference. Like, infomercials don't exist anymore, really.
There's a lot of, you know, for me being a self-proclaimed movie buff, there's like a handful of big movies that I had never seen. I hadn't seen The Godfather until I was like in my 30s.
I still haven't seen it.
You haven't? I will say this, though. when I saw The Godfather, and that's a movie that has been completely hyped up, right? There's few movies that have as big of a hype as The Godfather. Yeah. When I saw, especially the first one, I was like, okay, yeah, I get it.
It lived up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially like the end of it.
Okay.
I was like, oh, yeah.
I get it.
This is some serious shit here.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So I will watch it.
Yeah. I didn't get the whole references before I saw the movie of like, what's this whole thing about asking you something on your daughter's wedding? Like,
see, that's the thing. Because it's so ingrained in pop culture, I know what it's referencing. Mm-hmm. I've just never seen the movie. Like, right. I know a thing about the horse head and, you know, and this on the day of my daughter's wedding. You know, yeah. I know all that.
Yeah. So that's like, I hadn't seen Scarface until I was probably in my mid to late 20s.
I have yet to see Scarface.
Yeah?
Scarface, I don't know why. I feel like I have to watch it. I feel like I should.
I know why they have la atención. Why? Because you're probably annoyed at all these guys who think Tony Montana's a shit when Tony Montana's really an idiot.
You know me very well.
Yeah. Is it that?
It probably has a lot to do with that.
Because Tony Montana, that's something
he's not an idol.
I never got, because it's like, Tony Montana, yeah, he was like this sort of like, yeah, I don't take shit from anyone, you know. But at the end, he lost everything and they killed his family.
Like, yeah, you shouldn't aspire to that.
I mean,
I mean,
if he would have gotten away with it, sure, right?
It's a different story.
Sure, but I mean, he didn't. He didn't get away with it.
At all.
And the people that didn't die hated him.
Right.
And then he died.
So what is aspirational about this?
Yeah. Right. Right. So, whatever. Yeah, there's a lot of movies that I haven't seen.
Yeah, there's movies that I've at this point just kind of passed me by.
Have you seen Citizen Kane?
I have not, and I've always wanted to watch it.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I've always wanted to watch Citizen Kane. I've never seen it.
Have you seen Metropolis?
Another one that is on my list, but I've just never gotten around to it. That being those older ones have become more difficult to find on streaming.
No, those you could find, but those are movies that you have to watch and understand that you're watching a movie at a very different time, which the whole construction and set of the movie is very different. Metropolis doesn't run like a modern day movie because it's not.
Right. Yeah, no, I like old movies. I like things from like 30s and 40s. Like, I remember, I can watch them.
Like, I remember there was a time that I wanted to, just again, because I love movies and I love the history of movies, I wanted to watch movies of like these really like golden age of Hollywood movies.
Like TCM.
Right. Like Joan Crawford, Betty Davis, Cary
Grant.
All these people. I wanted to watch all these movies and I would watch them. I'd be like, and then I realized
you're watching it through the wrong lens.
Right. Because, for example, Joan Crawford is considered one of the greatest American actresses of all time. I watch a Joan Crawford movie. I'm like, why does she overact and everything? But that's because that's how it was.
That's how it was.
That was a standard at that
time. Yeah, no. Joan Crawford is phenomenal in The Women. Like, it's one role where she's not overacting.
They were all overacting. But anyway. Hey everyone, it's DJ. Y oye, you know we've been digging on Kawi Lemon Lime Soda for a bit now. The tart, sweet, bubbly taste of Kawi Lemon Lime is perfect for thirst quenching, and it's been a hit at all of our Ping Pong Boyo pop-ups. People love it. Not to mention, it's been a crisp, refreshing soda since 1948 without an aftertaste like some other sodas. Just saying. Así que, get your Kawi Lemon Lime at your store or even online. And if your store doesn't carry it, pues pídelo and start enjoying the authentically Cuban taste of Kawi Lemon Lime today. Kawi Lemon Lime, qué rico es. La soda time.
Let's do it. Limón con lima, lima, limón. Lo trae Kawi, que vacilón. En la respuesta para este calor.
Tómate un Kawi, lima, limón. Que se tengo.
No, well, it's a good thing we have some Kawis to hand out then.
Bueno, actually, you know what? You should go first.
You want me to go first? All right. So my last Kawis, actually, I'm going to kind of cheat and I'm going to give it to two local businesses.
Double Kawi.
I'm actually going to give it to two businesses that we have hold very near and dear to our hearts that are unfortunately, April is going to be the last month for each of them to be in operation. Union Beer and Hybrid House and Brews. Union Beer is where we had our first pop-up for Bing Bong Boyo. Bing
Bong Boyo pop-up. You never forget your first.
You never forget your first. You know, they gave us our break, as they say in the biz. You know, they're shutting down. They've had a great run. You know, just things being what they are, they're moving on.
I think they're moving out of state. Like
they are, the owner is I think moving to North Carolina, right, from what I heard. And then Hybrid House, which has been,
we love Hybrid House.
Martha and Ricky are two of the sweetest human beings ever.
They really are
on this earth. You know, they're just in a place right now where they're shutting down temporarily, is the vibe I'm getting, that they're like, we're just going to find somewhere else to expand and make this better. But Hybrid House, when we say that we felt at home in Hybrid House, it is not an exaggeration.
Yeah.
It is, without a doubt, we showed up. We would show up there and it was just like, estamos en la casa.
Yeah.
You know? So actually, this Friday, as you hear this, if you're hearing this on Pedal Friday, April 12th will be our last pop-up at Hybrid House, so feel free to come out to Bing Bong Boyo. And even if you don't come out, they're open until the end of April. You know what, you all should just go out there and like, let's just make this last month for them like just insane. Like, let's make the last hurrah for both, you know, Hybrid House as well as for Union Beer on La Ocho. Just go out and show these guys love, because it's not easy, as we know personally firsthand, to run a small business, but these families have managed to do it for a long time, for years, and they were also just part of the community, their respective communities. Yeah.
Hybrid House especially, I mean, we've spent a lot of time there. They've built community.
Yeah. Like,
there's people that come there all the time and just hang out there, and they've really built community. And, you know, as you said, if you have a good product, great, but when you're such good people,
yeah,
it just makes it all better. So, you know, yeah. Two very special places for very different reasons, yeah, you know. But thank you for the memories.
And we've done a lot of interviews at Union Beer too.
Yeah.
We did a lot of interviews
there for the podcast. So you know, thank you for the memories, and we wish them well.
Yeah, absolutely. So who's your last cowie?
So my last cowie is this Instagram page that I am totally obsessed with right now. So listeners, write this down and go follow these people.
All right.
The Instagram page is London2CapeTown. So London2CapeTown.
Okay.
So it's these three friends that they're driving, listen to this people, from London to South Africa.
Okay, that's a hell of a road trip.
That's a lot of driving. And you know what's funny? It's not until you look at the map that I'm like, the other day I was looking at the map in Tristan's room, I'm like, oh, London to South Africa is like an eternity. Like, it's like, what? They're on day 22 of their journey. And like, so the other day I was looking at the map. I mean, obviously I know the map, but geography, but I was looking at the map from London to South Africa, and it's like a freaking eternity. Like, they're on day 22 and they're not even halfway.
Coño.
They're like maybe even a third of the way, and they have so much Africa to go through. So right now they're on day 22 and they're in the Gambia.
Oh, okay.
Right. And it's three friends, and they are doing this road trip on their hand.
Hey everyone, so sorry for the abrupt end to the episode. Darren didn't even get to finish his last soda. We were having hella mad technical difficulties. So just going to wrap it up right here, episode 293. Just a reminder again, everybody, hope you listened, laughed, and learned. And don't forget your pastelito, your croqueta, and your kawi. And we will see you back here again next week, all right? Bueno, cuídense, mi gente. Bye. Pero Let Me Tell You is co-hosted by Darian Borges and Ismael Llano, produced by Ismael Llano, and our theme, Pero Let Me Tell You Freestyle, is composed by Michael Angelo Lomlaplex, the official gay guy. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.